Hey, 7 minutes past two. Yeah, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Thanks to Shane and the team at Harvey Norman Computers. And for the best call of the afternoon, Richard's got one of these Trend Micro device security ultimate bundle packages, complete with just about everything you could possibly mean or need. So yours is the best call. Richard will decide upon that. And from Shane and the crew up there at Harvey Norman Computers, you win the goodies. The man himself, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Hello, mate. Welcome back.
Thanks, Pilko. Three words for you this afternoon. Under the radar. That's what Port Adelaide are doing at the moment. I just thought I'd bring that up for you, see.
Under the radar. Fair.
That's it. I'm walking out. I've had enough of this.
Yeah, me too.
Can I just say, we do have big news. Josh got himself a new phone.
Yeah?
A Galaxy S21, lovely phone, will do great camera on there, will do nothing for Josh's photo skills, but it's a great phone you've got, mate.
Just say, it is thanks to the good people at the Telstra Store, Tetree Plaza. Telstra Store, Mount Barker, of course, sponsor our text line on 5AA Breakfast.
They do.
Great team, so thank you again to the team at Tetree Plaza.
Can we get any more plugs in while we're here?
hang on, say that again.
That's the one.
There we go. All right, I'm going to go now. Goodbye.
But Moonta, nothing to do with any of these free plugs. Charlie's giving us a ring from up there. G'day, Charlie.
How are you, guys?
Good, Charlie.
Yeah, you got a question for Richard. Go ahead.
I've got three words, two to say to Richard. Go the power.
Well done, Charlie.
I've got two questions about my phone. It's the Samsung Galaxy A11. I only bought it a few months ago.
Yeah.
The first is, when I ring anybody, a message comes up on the screen saying, conditional call forwarding.
Go into your message bank on there, Charlie, and reset all the settings in your message bank. What telco are you with?
I'm using the Audi.
The Audi one. Reset your messages on your message bank because there's been a call forwarding put on there. So wipe it all off and then go, put a new message on there. Say it's Charlie from Moon to call me back.
Okay. The other thing too, the second question, still there?
Yes.
Is that when I ring somebody, if they don't answer and I get their message bank and I leave a message, I talk to them. As soon as I stop talking, the screen goes blank. So it's something you do this other thing?
I would say so. But make sure, have you done all the updates on the phone, Charlie?
Yes.
So all the updates are done?
Yeah, to my knowledge, yes.
Yeah, and there is a setting in the phone as well called Reset Network Settings. That's what I'd be doing as well. All right. If you just Google reset network settings on Android, the instructions will come up for you. All right.
Great. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Charlie.
See ya.
From Heather sending us an email, Richard, she says, is there a website or a phone number for mum and dad, elderly parents, who are still seeming to be targeted by all sorts of scammers? It makes them confused and they continually ring me and then I've got to try and give the advice over the phone. So for Heather's mum and dad, Richard, the advice, they're getting scammed or think they're getting scammed. What are the procedures? What will alleviate the problems for them?
Don't answer a call where you don't know the numbers from. That is probably the number one rule at the moment. I've never seen so many bogus people ringing up at the moment, bogus text messages as well. I think I've had 15 in the last 2 days on there as well. So, if it's not Aunt Doris, we got Aunt Doris's number all keyed into the phone. We literally don't answer that call on there. Let it go to message bank, and if they leave a message, then you ring them back. That really is the simplest way. And it's not Telstra, it's not IINet, it's not your internet service provider, it's not your bank that ring you. And, if you've got elderly parents as well, you've got to emphasise that with them.
Righto. From Melissa, Richard, like a mobile phone black spots, are there black spots for internet and Wi-Fi connections? We live up here at Allgate, up in the Adelaide Hills, nearly up in the Adelaide Hills, and occasionally we're having trouble with the internet and the Wi-Fi connections. Is it possible we could be in a black spot up here?
It's very possible you could be in a black spot up there as well, because, we've got certain, like Mylaw at the moment, they don't want towers there, so internet's very spotty at Mylaw as well, and there's a few places in the Adelaide Hills internet is still very spotty because they don't want towers up there.
All right, simple as that. Okay, sorry, Melissa. Looks like you could be in the spot. Richard, when are we likely to see Windows 11 and will our computers run on it? A lot of people are thinking, yeah, Windows 11 sounds great, but what about the old computer? What's the word on that?
We should see Windows 11 in October. And, you know, for a lot of people out there, if you've got a three-year-old computer or older than that, it's probably not going to run it. And but got to remember, Windows 10 will still be around until October 2025. So you've got a long time to go along and budget to go along and get that new computer.
The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, compliments of Shane and the crew at Harvey Norman Computers. The people to see, go and see Shane and the team for a computer of yours at Harvey Norman. Down at Morfordville, Matthew from there is our second caller for the afternoon. Matthew, good afternoon. You're talking to Richard Pascoe. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Richard, just a little bit about the census.
You're a day late, Matthew.
No, it's all right. I've been onto them.
Okay.
Thing is that the tablet I have is over 6 years old. I know that because I retired 6 years ago.
Yep. What tablet have you got?
Samsung L20, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, actually, when I went to log in, it said that their system didn't follow the browser.
That's right.
Now I'm just an end user, and I thought, what the hell's a browser? All right, so I went into Telstra today. They very kindly, the bloke said, "Dare use this Chrome," which was great.
Yep.
Then I went in, and it wouldn't work again.
Your six-year-old tablet's too old on the Android side.
I was just going to say, I then rang, waited, spoke to a lady. They were more than helpful.
Yep.
The thing is that the password that they put in for you, which is numbers and a couple of letters and a space and more letters, she said, no, they stuffed it up. Don't include the space. You should just put it in as one continuous stream.
Straight away.
And so what I got to think was, here's a poor old bugger like me. What's a browser? How do you fix it? Whatever. I think they buggered up. They should have educated us old people first.
They should have done. I totally agree with you, Matthew. But honestly, Matthew, 6 years old on an Android tablet, it really is time to get a new one.
Righto, let's go to Shido Park at 14 past two for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Gary's on the telephone. Hello, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Richard, how are you?
Good, Gary.
Just a quick question. My elderly father-in-law, we've got to get a mobile phone set up for him so he's not on his own all the time.
Yep.
Do we need to get internet set up for him to do QR check-ins?
It will use data, Gary.
Right.
So that's all. And it uses very, very, very little data when you run around and do that.
I just got to get him a very small internet package.
Yeah, prepaid plan to go on and do that. Don't be stingy. Awesome. Don't be stingy for him. But yeah,
he doesn't even want the phone, but he needs to be able to check in because he can't use the manual one very easily.
Right.
So
come on, Gary's dad, fire up. You'll be right, mate.
All good. Thanks very much for your help.
All right, guys, thanks for the call. A lady down at Port Adelaide, probably a power supporter. Robin's given us a ring. Hello, Robin, you're talking to Richard Pascoe.
Hi, guys, of course I'm a power supporter.
Well done, Robin, there we go.
Just two things. One, I Googled a few weeks ago when the internet was available to the public. I haven't got a laptop to do that at the moment, but I thought it was today's date. But anyway, you can check that out. My question now is on the taskbar down the bottom where you on Windows 10,
yes,
where you have the temperature.
Yeah.
I had my mouse over that to the cursor, and it came up. It was 32 degrees, and I went, what? And I put my cursor over it, and I got the news and weather in Chinese and a picture of a Chinese guy. And I had Chinese writing next to that 32 degrees.
Right.
So I shut down, left my computer all night, turned it back on the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was still 32 degrees with the Chinese writing there.
Right.
Put my cursor over it, and I thought, I don't think I should use my... I've been hacked or something. And right before my eyes, it changed back to 10 degrees and back to Adelaide. So
two things you need to do, Robin, is in the bottom left-hand corner, we've got the search bar, look at location of your device as well. Make sure that's turned on so it always knows that you're in sunny Adelaide. And the other thing to do, Robin, is look at the languages that you've installed, which will be on the bottom right-hand side, and make sure that you don't have Chinese in there.
Well, gone back to Adelaide itself.
I know, but make sure they're not there because, language and location, make sure they're turned on.
And this is the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Thanks to Shane and the team at Harvey Norman Computers. And for the best call of the afternoon, Richard's got one of these Trend Micro Device Security Ultimate Bundle Packages to give away. Really good prize to win with the compliments of Shane and the gang up there at Harvey Norman Computers. Righto, let's go to our next caller on 822-3000 for the Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. William's up at Mount Barker. William, good afternoon. You're talking to Richard right now. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pascoe, and good afternoon, gents.
Hi, William.
Pascoe, listen, going back some time ago, I called up and had a chat to you to see, you know, what the chances were of my email being hacked and whatnot of changing the password. Now, someone was having access to the emails. I managed to change my password, which was very difficult because you imagine it had to go to Facebook, iCloud, Gmail. You know, it wasn't an easy process. So when I changed my password, I only changed 2 digits in my password.
Right. Did you give me a mobile phone number too, William, and turn on two-factor authentication?
No, I'll get to that bit in a second. So the second time I changed it, about a week later, I noticed that once again I'm having emails that have been opened up in my account.
Yep.
There's no way they would have guessed my second password. I was at work last week, and on my iPhone, it come up saying a notification that somebody's trying to access your iCloud from an iPad, which I don't have, so I found that quite ironic. So I've gone back in, changed all my passwords again, this time to a completely different password. And then, about an hour and a half later, I got a phone call on my phone stating that I'd made a tax miscalculation and needed to push one to go through a different phone number.
Yeah, we all get those, William. William, you need to go back in and turn on two-factor authentication on your accounts.
Pascoe, I've done that,
Richard,
now, finally, but the bit that I'm confused about, right, is how can they get the phone number of my phone through? Is it linked to my iCloud?
That's a separate issue that you've got. We all get bogus emails, William. So, you know, that's part of it. I mean, I get bogus emails. Josh does. Pilco does. We all get bogus. It's a separate issue to what you've got. You'd be very lucky out there to be one of those people that doesn't get one at least probably once a day. But go in there, change your passwords, but make sure you turn on two-factor authentication. Then they can't get into your account.
The Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe, at theadelaidetechguy.com.au, on the mobile phone on 0419 829 145, 0419 829 145, and he flaming well answers the telephone, believe it or not. A gentleman from McGill has given you a ring. Richard, Chris is on the line now. Hello, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there, boys. How are you? I hope you're all well.
Okay. All good, Chris.
Just a quick question there for you. In the last month or so, I'm with Telstra there, and I keep getting people calling me, telling me that I've called them, I've had a missed call.
Yep.
Now, it's actually genuine business people that I've spoken to. I can hear tradespeople in the background, one telling the other one, pass the tape measure, this and that.
That's right.
You know, and they speak the English language fluently, not being racist or anything, but, you know, sometimes you get the overseas calls.
Yes.
I've tried contacting Telstra on 3 occasions, giving them the phone numbers that they've come from, and all I keep getting told by them, oh, it's just a scam. Oh, we'll look into it. And I'm like, well, it's not a scam, because if it was a scam, it's actually genuine people that actually, I don't know what state they're in, but they've actually got, you know, correct phone numbers, and they're business people who have actually given me their phone numbers and clarified that. Can you tell me how this happened?
This is pretty commonplace, Chris, with so many phone calls around the place at the moment. We are seeing this more and more as we go on at the moment. So, you know, basically most people's phone numbers are out there, but sometimes it can be a random dial as well. But we've also seen where you get a phone call, Chris, from your own phone number as well. You know, as well. So you don't pick those ones up. So, you know, there's so many scam calls around at the moment. I mean, I've got 5 text messages from things today asking me to log on to a website because somebody's left a message for me there, you know, a phone message. So,
I understand that. But what I'm getting at here is when I'm actually, these people are calling me back, right, saying I've got a missed call.
From you?
From me. And I haven't even touched the phone.
Yep.
And then they're turning around going, oh, no, you have. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, dude, I haven't. You know.
Yeah, your phone number is out in the wild, Chris. So, you know, someone, this happens. And how many weeks has it been going on for?
About four. I had three phone calls in one day, and that was 2 weeks ago. Then I had one today. And
normally stops after about 4 weeks if you keep on ignoring it, Chris.
Really?
No worries. Cool.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks
Sorry, mate.
Thank you.
Richard, is now a good time of the year, the end of the financial year, and you're heading towards a new to buy a new iPhone, or
no,
would you suggest you wait?
If,
no,
if you're going to buy a phone, iPhone at the moment, if you need it, go and buy its great device. But we'll see new phones in September. So I always say to people, new phones, new plans come out. Some of the older phones drop in price, so, you know, leave it until the new phone actually comes out, probably about the third week in September.
Okay, up to Loxton and Trevor from there, from Richard Pascoe. Trevor, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Becoming a habit, Pilko. I've got a problem since my, I don't know how it happens, but somehow my app, the 5AA app, just changed over to this new system that you guys have got.
Yep.
And when I go walking, it drops out all the time. I've got a home computer. That's where I normally listen to 5AA when I'm working here.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem. I listen to you perfectly all day, but it just continually drops out. The only way I could get sense out of it today was to go into the internet and ask for 5AA and then plug through that one. But using your app, it just continually drops out.
So are you starting it at home when you're at home, Trevor, on the Wi-Fi at home?
Yeah, I do that, yep.
And you leave the house and it drops out?
No. It seems that's not a problem. I know it hooks into my Wi-Fi at home, but, you know, when I get away, a couple of k's from home, it'll drop out, or sometimes it drops out a half a k from home, but it just continually drops out all the time.
Who's your telco?
Sorry?
Who's the telco you're with?
Telstra.
With Telstra up there, which has got pretty good coverage up at Loxton as well. Have you reloaded the app?
I haven't tried that, no.
Reload the app and make sure you sign into it as well. All right?
Yeah, okay. Just a quick question. I'm also getting a heap of ads now that I didn't never seen before that come onto my phone. Is that not attached to that 5AA app?
No, it's got nothing to do with the 5AA app. Clear your browsing history on any internet browser you use on your phone. That's why you're getting so many ads on there.
Would be what it is, too.
It is. All right.
Thanks for your help, Trevor.
Have time for another couple of calls before we've got to wrap it up with Richard Pascoe. Joy's on the telephone. Hello, Joy. Thanks for the call.
Hi there. Good afternoon to both of you. I just have a question about the digital COVID wallet.
Yep.
And I've been into... My husband's fully vaccinated. He's got his certificate, so I started with him.
Yep.
I went into the Medicare. I've downloaded the Medicare app.
Yes.
Gone through the immunisation history and got to his certificate.
Yep.
And then it says save offline or save with Google Pay. Well, Google Pay made more sense, so I went with that one.
Right.
And I finally got his certificate onto the homepage, the phone homepage. The problem I have is that I had to create some sort of identification, so I went with a PIN.
Yep.
Now, every time I touch the phone, I've got to put my PIN in.
That's right.
And then I go to the certificate and I put the PIN in again.
Yep.
But so, is there an easier way?
No, because you shouldn't. Everybody out there should make sure their phones are locked, Joy, with a PIN, face code, or the pattern that they put on the screen as well. So it's about protecting your certificates on your phone. That's why they require it.
Okay. The other problem that I don't even know if it's a problem yet, but when we only have one phone. And when I get my certificate, is there going to be a problem putting them both on the same phone?
From memory, you might have an issue. You might have to make sure you've got separate email addresses.
Yeah, we've got separate email addresses.
So it'll be about you logging out of what, because it's all linked to MyGov.
Yep.
So you, and I know you share the same phone, but yeah, you might have an issue when it comes to that, Joy.
All right. Okay.
All right. Sorry, Joy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Peter at Fairview Park, we're nearly 2:30. You'll have to be the last caller for the afternoon for the tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Peter, good afternoon. What's your question for Richard?
Oh, good afternoon. I have a quick one. COVID check-in history.
Yes.
Now, that could, is that available? I think it's in Victoria, but that's real handy. You know, have I been to that hot spot and what time? You know, you can go back.
We do such a good job over here. SA Health will tell you if you've checked in and you've been to that hot spot.
Oh, you've got to ring them.
No, well, you don't ring them. So, you know, in South Australia here, they will ring you and let you know. So that's why, you know, we do such a good job here checking in that, I mean, we're not Victoria, we're not, thank God we're not New South Wales as well, you know, as well.
Yeah, but I got a curly one there. I got dragged into the hotspot, but I didn't get notification for 14 days.
There is, currently there is no COVID check-in history in South Australia that I can find.
No, but, what I'm saying is, though, what happened, I was at a certain place. I couldn't check on the exact time because you forget.
Yeah.
But I didn't get notification from SA Health for 14 days. I had been there. They finally called me in for a test, you know?
Right.
It took 14 days.
Yeah, Peter, I'm the Adelaide Tech guy, not the Adelaide SA Health guy.
Oh, so, yeah. That's not available then. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Richard, before you go, the winner of that ultimate bundle prize from Shane and the crew up there at Harvey Norman Computers, what was the call that tickled your fancy?
Let's go right back, and we'll go to Charlie, who was right at the beginning. All right?
All right, Charlie, give us a buzz back, and Josh and Richard will organise it for you. Good on you, Richard. Thank you for that. The Adelaide Tech Guy, he's contactable. Simply go online. There's a mobile number, but easier online, theadelaidetechguy.com.au, and Richard Pascoe will be there for you.